said, I can't believe that I made it this far, and I'm not already dead. I put on my I'm not trying to get laid pink shirt, got in my I'm not trying to get laid car. Went to the Sweetwater, my favorite I'm not trying to get laid bar. And there she was, all dressed up in blue. Yes, there she was, I think she was you. She had buttons pinned up on her sweatshirt, like those magnets that you stick to the fridge. And her breasts were gigantic and pointed. They looked like the Golden Gate Bridge. Well, I'd seen her, ran over to Woolworths, and I purchased some Get Laid perfume, and a couple of combs, and a razor, and a new pair of Fruit of the Looms. I came back feeling fresh as a daisy, but I could tell that she still was disgraced. She said, I do believe you have, I can't believe it's not butter all over your face. And there I sat, like a bump on a log. Yes, there I was, feeling dumb as a dog. Then what happened? Well, I got up my courage and I asked her, would you consider being my wife? Sure would spice up a non-fat, decaffeinated, low-sodium, sugar-free life. And there she ran, straight out the door. I heard her leave skid marks and I saw her no more. Well, I drove out of here feeling so damn depressed. Well, I didn't know where to begin. I saw a sign that said low-cost self-storage, so I stopped by and checked myself in. Well, I stayed there till my 40th birthday, and all my friends, they thought me a fake. They put I can't believe these aren't candles on an I can't believe it ain't cake. And they said, Jer Bear, happy birthday. Do you feel that you've been a success? I said, no, don't you know that success starts with sucks? So for now, my whole life's still a mess.